Da, 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 da. Good evening, everybody. It's time for another bedtime story with Thompson. Tonight,
Chapter 6, The Mysterious Footprint.
From our book we're reading, The Adventures of Robinson Crusoe by Daniel Defoe. Chapter 6, The Mysterious Footprint. Robinson spent the next 5 years living a very quiet life. By his 11th year, his gunpowder was beginning to run low. He had used it only for hunting. But how would he hunt when it was used up? He decided to set up traps and try to capture enough goats to tame and breed for his food. His first trap, a pit in the ground, snared 3 young goats, a male and 2 females. In about a year and a half, he had a flock of 12 goats, and in 2 years, 43. Now that he had a tamed flock, Robinson realized that he could get milk as well as meat from them. Robinson had never milked a cow in his life, and certainly not a goat, and he had no idea how butter and cheese were made, but after a great many trials and errors, he managed to learn to do both. 7 years had now passed since Robinson had beached his canoe on the northern side of the island. He was becoming impatient to finish the voyage, and the voyage he had started. He had to bring his canoe back. So Robinson set off along the shore, planning to walk east, then north. When he reached the hill overlooking the rocks and the sandbar, he saw that the sea was smooth and quiet. There was no sign of the violent current he had been caught in years before. Why had it changed? Then Robinson realized that the tide was out. That was it. He would be able to sail back through here as long as he did it when the tide was out, for when he returned to shore, the current started up again. Overjoyed at this discovery, Robinson climbed down the hill and returned to the shore. He hadn't taken more than 5 steps in the sand when he stopped dead in his tracks. There, in front of him, in a place where he hadn't yet stepped, was a man's footprint. Robinson stood stunned for several minutes. It was a human print. It had toes, a heel, and every part of a foot. And it was too large to be his own. Robinson looked around and listened. Nothing. He climbed back up the hill and looked further. Still nothing. He ran up and down the shore, but he saw nobody there and no other print. Putting aside all thoughts of his canoe, a terrified Robinson turned and hurried home. With every step, he glanced behind him, imagining that every tree and every bush was a man. He didn't dare relax until he was safe inside the fortress. There was no sleep for Robinson that night. His head was filled with thoughts that the devil had come for him. For how would any human thing get to the island? There was no sign of any boat, and why weren't there any other footprints? Then another, even more frightening thought occurred to him. Perhaps a group of savages from the mainland had been driven to the island by the current. Perhaps they had found his boat and were looking for him right now. They would surely kill him and then eat him. For 3 days and 3 nights, Robinson did not stir out of his fortress. Finally, his courage began to return, and he thought more clearly. He had been living on the island now for 15 years. In all that time, he had not seen any sign of human life. Why, then, should he let a little thing like a footprint worry him? Robinson tried very hard to talk himself out of his fears. Still, just to be prepared, he decided to strengthen his fortress. He added a second wall of thick stakes around the first wall and placed the 7 muskets from the ship into openings between the stakes. It took Robinson a month to build this second wall, and even when he was finished, he was still uneasy. He was still fearful of falling into the hands of savage cannibals. Little did Robinson realize that his fears were real. There was danger of an attack by these savages. Holy cow. This is getting scary, Thompson. Coming up next.
Chapter 7. Cannibal! I would say cannibals.
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 Yep, people who eat people. What? Like, eat them for real.
And those people, I know surely who those people are.
Yeah,
savages.
Yeah, they are. Well, that's what they called them back in the 1700s, 1600s when this book was written. But there are such a thing as cannibals, and they did exist back then, and there are still some spots in the world where you can find them, but only like 2 spots. Or if a plane crashes and people are really hungry. Anyways, scary stuff here on The Adventures of Robinson Crusoe. Good night.